time for
Thinking Real Estate.
We don't even know how to cue in. We don't know how to cue in without the music, but that's all right. We'll survive. We could. Bill could sing. Bill's got a good voice.
I'm getting you a new song.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Money, the new year.
Money by Pink Floyd.
It's too late to turn back now.
Too late to turn back now. Who was that?
Cornelius Brothers.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Too late to turn back now. Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's that have to do with real estate? Like, once you buy it, it's too late?
No, it has to do with you.
Me?
You're always late.
Oh, but you weren't even on the air, so I couldn't be late. We were talking, so I have to... Announcement.
Big announcement.
Yeah, big announcement. I mean, I just found out 15 minutes ago. I am... My son and his wife just had a baby.
Beautiful.
Just delivered 15, 20 minutes ago.
And it's a
girl.
Girl.
I don't know her name. She was due the 23rd of October, but now she's a full-fledged Libra. 10, what a great date, right? 10-21-21. I'm super excited.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's her first grandchild.
My first blood grandchild, because I have your kids.
Call you Granny Clampett.
They're going to call me Bestamar. Bestamar. You know, they're calling me Bestamar.
Oh. Okay.
You know what that means?
I think it's like Valdemort.
Yeah, Valdemar. Bestamar is Norwegian for grandmother, grandparent. Grandmother.
I wouldn't know that either.
I didn't take Norwegian.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah. So, Bestemar.
Took a little French, but not Norwegian.
Not Norwegian. It's not one of those languages that they offer in school.
Very little French.
At least in the United States.
I know a little French, a little Spanish, but I'm very fluent in Latin. So when I go for my audience with the Pope, I'll be able to speak fluently with him.
Are you really fluent in Latin? I don't think you are. Well, you can say de gusto, but I can say de gusto.
I took Latin. So
well, you had to because you're a lawyer. Isn't that part of the curriculum?
No, it's not.
No?
No.
All right, well, say something pithy in Latin, can you?
De gustibus non
disputandum est.
Were you going to let me say it?
No, because I know that one. You got to give me a new one.
Okay.
You know what that means? De gustibus non disputandum est.
No, you just said it incorrectly.
Pithy?
De gustibus non disputandum est. Okay. Yeah, that's if you have a lisp, it's not really something you want to say on the air.
Anyhow, what does that mean?
It means there's no disputing taste.
Right. I was going to have when I had the Orange Peacock Gallery, I was going to have a t-shirt made that said, De gustibus non disputandum.
You want to learn a couple other things today, totally unrelated to real estate? One.
Well,
one of the most mellifluous words in the English language is eleemosynary. Do you know what that is? Eleemosynary means charitable.
Charitable.
Like an eleemosynary.
Mellifluous,
harmonious.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Arios, very still working on
melodic.
Okay. You're still back there.
But then I learned the other day what a mast is.
Mast.
M-A-S-T?
M-A-S-T.
Isn't it on a boat?
No. Mast is the fruits, the nuts, like hickory nuts, walnuts, chestnuts, that are on the forest floor. That's called a mast.
Oh,
I just learned that the other day. Well, the reason that came up is because of the proliferation of all of the nuts, hickory nuts, walnuts.
It just seems like there's more this year.
I haven't seen any.
Oh, come to our house. We'll show you a ton.
Yeah, and out
in
the woods,
too. You can't even walk on our deck or our driveway. Yeah. It's so covered.
Yeah. The squirrels are having a banner fall.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's dangerous. Thank God we have a covered, that's called.
Well, also, thank goodness we don't have coconut trees.
I'm still working on pithy.
All right.
And I'm super excited about this weekend because your Fall Fest Chili Classic is downtown. And I was at a meeting last week with the DDA, did a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, everyone's just stoked about it.
Good.
There's so many good things going on downtown this weekend as a result of you guys bringing your chili cook-off down there. So thank you.
Should be fun.
Should be fun.
Are you cooking, Laura?
Well, we could. Can we get in?
I'm not here this weekend. So I won't cook. But are you?
You made amazing chili.
I do make amazing chili. I just won't be here to cook
it. I'd have to cook chili that doesn't have tomato sauce in it, which I bet is kind of not a typical one there. I make a good one that has got chocolate in it. Maybe I should cook.
Hey,
why not?
Sign up.
Why not?
Anyhow, off to real estate. So, coincidentally, you know, last week we talked about form of ownership, right?
Co-ownership.
And coincidentally, an issue came up, and some siblings have...
Siblings were given a deed by the parent, now deceased. The deed was from the parent to the siblings as joint tenants with full right of survivorship. And I said this last week, I have said it for years, it is the absolute worst way to create co-ownership. And now, of course, the siblings don't get along. They can't agree.
They get along, but one wants to sell and the other doesn't.
Right. In other words, they disagree as to what is to be done with the property.
Right.
And so they come
happen frequently.
All too frequently, yeah. And simply because people don't understand, and a lot of lawyers don't understand. They think that creating a conveyance from a parent to children is joint tenants with full right of survivorship. Well, we're going to avoid probate. Well, it does avoid probate. You don't have to go through probate court, because the probate court is simply a mechanism for transferring property in the case of an estate or a decedent, transferring property from someone who has passed away to someone who's living. There are many other ways, many other better ways to accomplish that transfer. Primarily using a trust. In other words, the parent sets up a trust. The parent is the beneficiary of the trust during the parent's lifetime, and then upon the parent's death, the beneficiary changes to the kids or whomever the parent wants it to change to. There's no requirement for probate. The trust is an instrument that simply changes the beneficiary, and then you can have the trust terminate and have the property transferred by the trustee to the individuals. The worst thing you can possibly do as a parent to avoid probate is to convey the property to the kids as joint tenants with full right of survivorship, because there ain't no way to get out of that without the consent of both joint tenants.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
With full rights of survivorship. So that means if one of the siblings died, it goes to the other, and so that the heir of that sibling that passed away gets nothing.
Yeah, I would say that murder is the way to get out of it, but then and under our law, you can't benefit from the criminal activity, so you're out of luck there. But yes, what happens is it goes to the surviving joint tenant. It does not go to the heirs of the joint tenant who passed away.
Just out of curiosity, like my mom, if she would have left real estate for us, she would have wanted, if something happened to me, she would have wanted my share to go to my two kids as the same for my sisters and their children.
Right.
Well, and I bet the parents didn't even realize what they were doing. You really kind of have to really think it through, right?
Yeah, you have to think it through. What are your objectives? The thing about, and I don't know if I mentioned the difference last week or not, but there's a difference between simply making a conveyance, which is parent to two siblings as joint tenants. And I want to emphasize, as joint tenants is not the same as saying as joint tenants with full right of survivorship. Those are two different forms of co-ownership. People confuse them all the time. Matter of fact, I am in a discussion group through the State Bar Real Property Law section, and there was a discussion 2-3 months ago, and even the lawyers in that discussion group didn't understand or appreciate the fact that those are two separate estates, two separate forms of co-ownership. The first one, simply joint tenants, either joint tenant can get out of it. And if they don't agree, the one can petition the circuit court to partition the property. If it's a single family residence, the court has the power to sell the property and divvy out the proceeds. But where it's joint tenants with full right of survivorship, you have no ability to petition the court to partition the property, to have it sold, etc. You're stuck. The only thing you can do, if you think about a joint tenancy, there are two aspects to it. In a joint tenancy, let's suppose there are two joint tenants in the case you're talking about, the two siblings. They both have an equal right to use and occupy the property so that Either one can move into the property. They both can move into the property. Neither one can prohibit the other one from being there, et cetera. They both have an equal right to use, occupy the property as a joint tenant. That's one aspect. That's what's known as the life estate, or the life estate aspect of a joint tenancy, the right to use it during your lifetime. You mentioned before, when one joint tenant dies, that joint tenant's interest goes to the surviving joint tenant. So there's what's known as a remainder interest. It's what remains after the life estate ends. Our law allows a joint tenant to go to court to dispose of the life estate portion, but there is no way to dispossess or end the remainder interest which the other joint tenant has. That is the right the other joint tenant has to get the property upon the death of the other joint tenant.
So if I own this property with one of my sisters as joint tenants, and I want to sever the relationship, the best I could do is sell my life estate.
No, I just said if it's a straight joint tenants, if it says joint tenants,
okay,
and doesn't say with full right of survivorship, and you just said you and your sister are holding as joint tenants.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Either
joint
one
tenants
of,
with full right of survivorship.
You gotta make you gotta so, be clear about the difference.
Sorry. With full right of
apology
survivorship.
Apology not accepted. Go ahead.
I feel sorry for our listeners, but can I sell my interest, my 50%? Interest?
You can sell your it's you're not selling a 50% interest. You're selling your life estate. That is transferable because the other joint tenant doesn't have a right to your life estate to use and occupy the property.
So wouldn't that surprise my sister if I sold it to Greg O'Connor and all of a sudden he starts showing up?
That would surprise your sister, that's for sure.
But if I die, he loses that estate.
Your sister has to move out. If you die,
if he doesn't lose it.
Your sister loses it. He loses it.
And
he has to move out, right.
Right.
Yeah, he's only there for your life estate.
Yeah, the term of my life.
Right, correct.
Huh. Are you following?
But as a practical matter, it never happens. Because nobody's going to buy your life estate and move in with the other joint tenant. It's just not going to happen. So the point here is don't have or don't you set up a deed with joint tenancy with full right of survivorship.
So what's the difference between joint tenancy with full right of survivorship and tenants by the entirety?
Nothing, except tenancy by the entirety applies only to husband and wife.
Right. So if you and I divorce, sever that relationship.
That's because the divorce proceeding allows us to do that. But there is no separate, quote, divorce proceeding, end quote, between joint tenants.
I couldn't divorce
my sister.
So,
Bill, is there a good way to split up this property if you have two, her scenario, Laura's scenario, two kids, one property.
Yep.
There's nothing.
$150,000, you want each to get half.
Okay.
Is there a good... How do you set it up?
Well, if you don't want to set up a trust and you don't want to do it by a will, do it by a conveyance, which is tenants in common. Now, understand that the deed, in order for a deed to be effective, it must be delivered during the lifetime of the grantor. So when I say the parent gives the property as joint tenants with full right of survivorship, that parent is doing it during a parent's lifetime. It's not something that is being done at death, or that they usually do. Is if I've got a child, just one child and not several, what I'll do is, or what lawyers have done, is a deed which is to the parent and to the child as joint tenants with full right of survivorship, but then the parent is stuck if the parent wants to do something else with the property. A better way to do it, there is in Michigan something called a ladybird deed, which allows me, as the owner of the property, to convey the property to someone else, doesn't have to be a child, but I convey it to somebody else, reserving a life estate to myself. So what I do is I continue to live in that property. I manage it, I maintain it, I control it, I pay the taxes, etc. I have what's known as a life estate in it. Upon my death, the ladybird deed says that so-and-so, whoever my grantee is, gets the property. The beauty of the ladybird deed is, unlike a conveyance during the lifetime, which is irrevocable, a ladybird deed is a specific kind of deed which allows me as the grantor, if I become unhappy with the kid who's going to get this property upon my death, you know, he's not calling me off often enough or whatever it may be, I can revoke that. I can revoke the deed. So a ladybird deed is a mechanism by which I can avoid probate. I give it to whoever the grantee is I want to give it to, reserving a life estate, and I reserve the right to be able to pull that deed back if I become unhappy with that person. Or if I need something economically happens to me, I need the money, and so I need to sell the property. Whereas if I convey it to myself and my child as joint tenants, now I've relinquished control of that property. I've got to go to the kid and say, let's do something with this property. And if the kid doesn't agree, I have an issue. Okay. Again, the best way to do all of this is through a trust, because I can manage the trust. I can provide all kinds of different provisions with respect to what's going to happen to that property and the beneficiaries. But you got to have enough property to make it worthwhile. Laura, you're being given the high sign.
Well, it's better than another sign.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And she'll show up on time next Monday.
I was on time. We weren't even on the air.
Okay.
We were sitting here chit-chatting.
Don't whine. Don't whine. Okay. Go ahead.
let me tell you what you ought not to.
Hey, nice to see you today, Greg.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of feedback that people are really listening to our show. So thank you.
Good.
To our
Keep
audience.
Keep listening.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
So what do you got? What are you selling?
All right, let me look. We have 777 Bloomfield Boulevard. Gorgeous house. Yeah. It is reduced.
Get in there.
Oh, he's taking our picture, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
gorgeous house, and it's listed for $368,777. It is a 3 to 4 bedroom house. With 4 bathrooms, 4 fireplaces, a really cool backyard, one of my favorite backyards in the city, 2-car detached garage, the kitchen's open to the family room. It is just an amazing house. The rooms are very big. It's a must-see home. It's listed for $368,777, so let me show you that one. Everything else I have, let's see, 8295 South Jackson Road is 8 acres on Skiff Lake with 250 feet of frontage, 750-foot, 7-foot wide boardwalk. We reduced that price to $280,000. That's an amazing piece of property. It has a small pole barn on it. And let's see, what else do we got? Oh, 700 Southwest Avenue. Oh, nope, I got an offer on that one, too. I got an offer on everything I've got listed. So I'm going to reach out to the audience here and tell you that I need listings. And so please, if you're listening and you're enjoying the show and you want the show to continue, call me. I'd love to take care of you with your real estate needs. So if you're thinking of buying or selling, you should be thinking real estate. Call Laura Dwyer-Schlechte, 780-3800.